Thank you, Mr. President. The United Kingdom continues to support the clearance and destruction of anti-personnel landmines, the delivery of risk education, and the building of capacity for national and provincial mine clearance activity, all of which is central to the humanitarian goals of the Convention and the implementation of the Oslo Action Plan. The UK's Global Mine Action Programme remains the main vehicle for this work. In 2022, we began the third iteration of GMAP, GMAP 3, building on the success of previous GMAP programmes. GMAP 3 has a budget this financial year of £14.8 million, which we expect to increase next financial year. This funding will allow us to respond to the most pressing needs around the world in Ukraine, Afghanistan, sub-Saharan Africa, and Southeast Asia, while increasing our support for those countries, such as Zimbabwe, who are making progress towards achieving their treaty obligations. We will maintain our long-standing commitments to partner countries while exploring innovative further ways to enhance our support. The UK is responding quickly and positively to the greatest humanitarian challenges facing the mine action sector. In October, the UK signed an agreement worth £6.1 million with the Halo Trust and the Mines Advisory Group for mine action work in Ukraine until March 2025. This will make Ukraine GMAP's single largest country, demonstrating the UK's continued resolve to support Ukraine as it responds to the heinous effects of Russia's illegal invasion. Recognising too that Afghanistan has consistently recorded the world's highest annual numbers of civilian casualties, we have signed a two-year, £5.5 million contract for mine action work there with the Halo Trust. The UK is also expanding its support in a new multi-country contract worth nearly £17 million. The Mines Advisory Group, in consortium with the Halo Trust, was the successful bidder for this tender. We will commence programming shortly following contract signature. This will extend our commitment until March 2025 in seven existing GMAP countries: Angola, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Somalia, South Sudan, and Zimbabwe, and expand GMAP support to one new country, Ethiopia, on the border with Somalia. As well as this global commitment, the UK continues to invest in exploring alternative sources of funding in accordance with Action 42 of the Oslo Action Plan. In April 2023, we announced a pilot development impact bond in Cambodia. In this innovative scheme, delivered by APOPO and an agricultural organisation, CordAid, private donor financing is harnessed using a payment by results mechanism to support farmers in Priya Vihear, Cambodia, to grow and sell organic rice on previously contaminated land. This exciting project shows the importance of innovative methods, both in attracting new sources of funding and channeling existing ones, including in Ukraine, where the UK, along with the Dutch and Swiss governments, is supporting the UNDP in an initial scoping study into innovative financing methods. Since its inception in April 2022, GMAP has cleared and confirmed safe over 11.2 million square metres of land and delivered risk education messages to over 266,000 people living in mine-affected communities. This takes the UK's total investment in mine action since the start of GMAP 2 in 2018 to over £171 million, an investment which has resulted in over 507 million square metres of land being cleared and confirmed safe, and over 4.4 million people reached by life-saving risk education. The United Kingdom reiterates its support to the Convention and to international cooperation with all states parties for a world safe from the threat of landmines. Thank you.